بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين صدق الله العظيم. Before we commence the talk, humble appeal is made to all those in the Sahan area to kindly come closer, come into the masjid inshallah. We have now reached the last 10 nights of Ramadan and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these last 10 nights would commence, then he would exert himself. Jadda, he would exert himself. وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرْ, and he would tie his lungi, his low garment, meaning that he would remain aloof from his wives. He would make i'tikaf in the masjid. And he would now concentrate and focus his attention totally on the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than he would normally do. وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ, and he would awaken his family members, so they too may draw from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, before Ramadan, I had mentioned, Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi used to always mention that if there's drought and suddenly it begins to rain and everybody goes out of the homes with the buckets to fill water, whatever containers they have, and everybody is filling the containers, but one person goes and he takes his bucket and he turns it upside down, would he gather any water in that container of his? No. Right now, the Mubarak nights, the odd nights have already commenced, the last 10 nights have commenced. And tonight is the 21st night. The rain is now coming down in full force, in torrents. Now this is the time, in Urdu they say, lutne ka waqt hai. The time for us to really grab. A poet says in Arabic, إِذَا الرَّوْضُ أَمْسَى مُخْدِبًا فِي رَبِيعِهِ فَفِي أَيِّ حِينٍ يَسْتَنِيرُ وَيَخْدِبُ. You see, if it's a beautiful garden or an orchard that bears beautiful fruit, and suddenly it is struck with some calamity and everything disappears in the time when it should be harvested. It was time for just plucking and harvesting the fruit and gathering the fruit. But the farmers became lazy, they were lax, they procrastinated, and suddenly some calamity came and everything is destroyed. When else will they reap the fruit then? A bride, if she does not beautify herself on the night when she is married for her husband, then which day she'll beautify herself? When his one leg is in the qabr? Person, in our time, in our country, in December, we are absolutely busy. The businessmen are busy. Now, everybody is waiting outside your shop and you have all the goods to supply. And the price is perfect. And it's a time for you to gain profits. But you just sit and look at the customers. Everybody else is selling their goods and you have the stock also. You have the strength, you have the manpower. You have all the goods to sell. But you don't sell. And you don't get any profits. Imagine a person goes to Makkah Mukarrama. And of course it's not during the day of fasting. He's thirsty. He's come for the first time. There's so many Zamzam drums there. He spends 1 month there and he returns without drinking Zamzam. Now we have come to the climax of Ramadan. The peak, we have climbed this mountain, a little bit more is left. And then we can hoist our flag, inshallah. So now we cannot lose any moment. Every single moment from Maghrib, it already commenced. Every moment is absolutely valuable and precious. We have lamented in the past, Ramadan came, went, we couldn't make the ibadat properly, all of us will complain. Now we have the chance. Allah has given us the life. It is only the kindness, the grace of Allah, the mercy of Allah upon us that Allah has brought us into this masjid. There's a beautiful verse we recited today, absolutely powerful. As I mentioned, every verse of the Quran is so beautiful, so powerful, full of meaning, rich in meaning. You know, people surf on the internet, and that surfing leads the person to the web of shaitan. Here the ayat are such that you are surfing in the Quran. Beautiful, beautiful ayat. Such meaning. If only we understood Arabic. If only we understood Arabic. Just the other day, the Jamaat from Badr was here. And somebody said, while the Taraweeh is being recited, the man from the Jamaat is following. But he is crying profusely. From the beginning till the end, he's just crying and crying and crying because he understands. It will give us a shiver will come down our spine, some of the verses that Allah has mentioned. And this one particular verse, Allah said, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. The word ijtaba, yajtabi, we know the word mujtaba, the chosen one, one who is drawn close. Allah said, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi. Allah draws to Himself who He wishes. We have been drawn from outside into the masjid. We have so much of other work to do. It is only Allah's kindness. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. Allah only draws to Himself who He wishes to draw. Wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. And Allah guides to him that person who makes inabat, who turns to Allah, who makes ruju ila Allah. The word inabat means to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is seeking Allah. He wants to become the friend of Allah. In one verse Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيَّاتِ. Allah accepts the tawbah of His servant. We have come here not to listen to any talks, really. Now there's no time for talks. We have given enough talks, heard enough talks, there's series upon series. But this is the time for amal and action. We have to make dhikr of Allah, dua, munajat, cry to Allah, beg Allah. If you see our pious predecessors, we had seen in our masjid, Hazrat Rahmatullah, how he used to cry. I had seen Haji Baipaji Rahmatullah, the first time in my life, it was in Spingo Beach Masjid, it happened to be the 29th night. And just like this was the first encounter with him, we did not know much, we just sat there, he called us, and slowly people came around him. We didn't even know what was i'tikaf. But I remember 1 hour dua he made, and the way he cried and cried and cried and cried. We need to cry. We need to cry to Allah. Each one of us has some hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should have that hope in Allah. And Allah is so kind, Allah is so kind. I cannot stop but mentioning the same incident that I've mentioned so many times, Zunnun Misri Rahmatullahi, one of the buzurgs, and he was sitting, and he had seen a very strange thing, that a scorpion jumps on the back of a frog, which leaps across the river, and there's a drunk person sleeping, and the snake is about to bite him, when suddenly the scorpion jumps off the back of the frog, and bites the snake, and saves the person, who was absolutely drunk. According to some ulama, Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah said, Oh Allah, Oh Allah, that you saved this person who was drunk. And then he heard a caller saying, Oh Zunnun, I am an Allah, not only the pious banda, I'm the Allah of the impious as well. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second of our life, every breath we take, we need Allah. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last verse of this surah Al-Jathiyah, in the of the 25th para we recited today, Allah says, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All greatness belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كبرياء. Only Allah has the right to be proud over himself. Man has got no right to be proud over himself. Any person who displays arrogance, haughtiness, pride, then ulama say he should think of his beginning. What was he? Despicable drop of sperm. That was his beginning. And then as he grows into a human being, what is he carrying in his stomach? Filth. When he passes away, what is his body? A corpse. Is that something to brag about? Kibriya, greatness only belongs to Allah. Allah says, Wallahu in Arabic. And of course the eloquence, the balagha of the Quran, the rhythm of the ayat, the surahs. Absolutely amazing. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of the Quran and Majid before we leave this world. May Allah give us a tawfiq. We've got no excuse. We've got, alhamdulillah, so many ulama, mashayikh, scholars. We've got literature, the whole world. We've got so many books. Greatness only belongs to Allah. Fi samawati wal ard. In the skies, in the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah is all powerful. Allah is all wise. And then in Surah Ad-Dukhan, and I'm mentioning Ad-Dukhan with the Kha. Many people think Surah Dukhan, Dukan, shop. I don't know, a lot of people read this Surah for barakah for the shop. Maybe there must be something, Allah knows best. But whoever reads Surah Dukhan on a Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds him a palace in Jannah. And whoever is Surah Dukhan, Allah Ta'ala forgives him all his sins. So we should make it a habit, inshallah, to recite Surah Dukhan. Inshallah, we'll get the barakat also. But the beginning verse is, Inna anzalnahu. We revealed it, referring to the Quran. Fi laylatin mubarakah. I'm mentioning this bayan, this talk tonight, because tonight is the 21st night, and it is highly possible that tonight be Laylatul Qadr. In the time of Sahaba, many times 21st was Laylatul Qadr, sometimes 23rd, sometimes 25th, sometimes 27th. There's been the tajruba, the experience of Mashayikh and the pious one, that most of the time it happened to be 27th, can be 29th as well. Allah has kept it hidden. And why also? There's great hikmat. If we just knew which is Laylatul Qadr night, I don't know about you all, but I know myself, that's the only night I'll make ibadat. Now, the excitement, the enjoyment is in searching for this night. Really, there's great enjoyment and excitement in searching for this night. Rasulullah was shown on one occasion, one year, he was shown that this is going to be Laylatul Qadr night. He came out to inform the Sahaba. And two people were quarreling and fighting. Allah made him forget that night. Rasulullah became so distressed that because of these two people who were arguing, fighting, raising their voices, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me forget that when is Laylatul Qadr. Now look at the effects of fighting, quarreling. Allah forgive us even in the month of Ramadan. I mentioned last night and even this evening, these last 10 days, let us have complete control of our tongues. Less talking, least amount of talking. But then I mentioned the other day, you go home, you make your wife, you make salam, she's your wife asking how are you, because looking down, not talking. She's saying, what's wrong with this person now? No, there you speak. But amongst ourselves, speak less. Lesser than how we normally talk. Why? The moment we are going to say a few words, starts off very well. And the second and third sentence guaranteed is some ghibah, some gossip. We spoiled all the time we spent here. We gathered all the water and now we're taking and throwing it out. So, Inna anzalnahu fi lilati mubarak. Allah says it is a blessed night. If somebody is blocking some car, just kindly remove your car. Just make sure. Okay, brother is gone. So, Inna anzalnahu fi lilati mubarakah, Surah Dukhan. Most of the Mufassirin say this verse refers to Laylatul Qadr night. Most of the Mufassirin. And also, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ Surah Al-Qadr refers to Laylatul Qadr night. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an altogether from Lawhim Mahfuz. Now Lawhim Mahfuz is an area, it's a tablet in which the entire Qur'an is written. From there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the angels bring it down to Baytul Izzah, which is the first heaven. And from there, whenever the need arose, or whenever Allah commanded Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to send particular ayat and surahs, then over the period of 23 years, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and revealed it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But the entire Quran at once, from Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah, was on the night of Qadr. On the night of Qadr, the word Qadr means honor, something which is full of respect, reverence, something which is mighty, which is powerful. The barakat of this night, the characteristics of this night, is full of respect, honor, reverence. The person engaged in ibadat during this night of Qadr, he is full of honor and dignity, especially those in i'tikaf. The person in hadith of Rasulullah he says, "Man qama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever stays awake, of course, engaged in ibadat during the night of Qadr, having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and anticipating reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his previous sins are forgiven. Khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. What is the brief sabab, the nuzul of this ayat? Some mufassirin say, when they heard of the Bani Israel, the mujahada they would make, mujahid would go for years in the path of Allah, and he would make such sacrifices, and he would get such reward, and so much of his sins forgiven, and they had long lifespans. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in became sad. Ya Rasulullah, our life plus minus 60 to 70, the average life of this ummah. So how are we going to gain so much of blessings? Always desirous to get more and more blessings and rewards. Allah Ta'ala revealed this surah, that this one night, Laylatul Qadr night, if you get this night, then you have got rewards greater, khayrun, better than the rewards you get in 1,000 months, plus minus 83 years. So this is the second blessing. Then the Quran was revealed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down angels. We cannot see these angels, but these angels come down on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Every important matter, sensible matter, is given to these angels. The taqdeer has already been written. Decrees have already been written. But now they are given the instruction, and through the, they pass on to the angels for this year till the next year. Who is going to be born? Who will die? What sustenance will get? And the various taqdeer is written. So therefore some ulama say, Qadr, what I mentioned, reverence, honor, dignity, and the other one, Qadr, is taqdeer, is been given out, the order is given down to the angels. Then also there are so many angels coming down that they cause the earth to be constrained. So many angels come down. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is known as Ar-Ruh in the Quran. Specifically he's mentioned, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ. All the angels come down and Ruh, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam himself. In one hadith it is mentioned, he's got 600 wings on this night. He just opens two of his wings, it covers the east and the west. And they make salam to that person engaged in ibadat. They make salam to the person engaged in ibadat. We may not hear that salam, but there have been many people, may Allah make us also experience that type of ecstasy and joy, that whilst they were engrossed in ibadat, suddenly a cold shiver runs down their spine, the hair stands on end, they get some type of excitement and joy, they've just burst out in tears. That's when the angels are coming down to them. فَتَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ All this happens with the command of Allah. Salam. There's peace the entire night. There's peace, tranquility the entire night. Shayateen are chained. No fear of shayateen now. So Allah says, right till Fajr. From Maghrib right till Fajr. Ulama have written from the hadith that there are signs of Laylatul Qadr. But those signs you only see the next morning. That the sun rises and we can't see any apparent rays. It's very red in color. And the other signs that they have mentioned also, the night is absolutely quiet. It is still not too cold, not too hot. But let us not look for those signs because the whole night will go by. And we can't wait for tomorrow morning to see how the sun is going to be if we don't spend the night correctly. Our job is all these 10 nights, especially the odd nights. As that Maulana should say, even nights we take a slight break so that we prepare for the next day. And should say, mentally, you must prepare your mind. This is so important. I've got a task to achieve. I'm not going to leave here without fulfilling my task. And we have to cry and cry and cry and cry. In the salah, this thought came to me. That if a person is lost in the forest, whole group of people lost in the forest, they don't know how to come out of this. They're lost. They're trapped. And the king comes to know. And he sends all his special force, special soldiers, to go find them, escort them, bring them out, and bring them to the palace. You think after bringing them to his palace, he won't look after them? He won't entertain them? He won't give them food to eat? Won't give them a nice, or some nice place to sleep? In a similar way, you and I, we are lost. We are lost in the chakra of the dunya. We are lost in all our wrongs and evils, our whims, our desires, our fancies. Tonight's ayat, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَوْ هَوَاهُ Really, we cannot give the tafsir of this. Just short verse. Have you seen the person who has taken his desires to be his ilah, his God? As though he's worshipping his desires. It doesn't say I'm worshipping my desires. But because he's so disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he gives preference to his own whims, fancies and his desires, it is as though he's worshipping these desires. He's made his desires his ilah, his Allah. Therefore, Allah has given us this beautiful night to connect ourselves, connect ourselves, connect ourselves. And we have to cry and knock on the door. We have come, Allah, we were lost. And Allah, out of His kindness, gathered us and brought us to His court. Now you think, if we raise our hands, Allah is not going to fill our hands. Allah is too kind, too kind, too kind. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just give the gist of which is, that in Allah, hayyun kareem. Allah is kareem. Allah gives us, Allah bestows upon us great favors despite us, the recipient of those favors, not deserving those favors. Not deserving those ni'mat. Allah still gives us. And Allah is such that when a banda raises his hands and begging from Allah, he's not turning to anybody else. He's asking, Allah, you give me. Ya Allah, you forgive me. Allah will never send his hands khali. The word in hadith, sifran. In Arabic, sifran means zero. A khali. And he'll never send the man's hands back khali, empty. Allah will fill our baskets. This is our Allah. So inshallah, we will be having programs. Make dua, Allah give us sihat, Allah give us strength, Allah give us ikhlas is the main thing. Sincerity in all what we do. In our bayans, in our talks, in our listening. One person's sincerity. Allah looks at that one person. And Allah can accept, or Allah accepts the entire majma. There is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that people are sitting in the masjid, they're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one person comes by, he's got some other work. He hasn't come for that gathering, he hasn't come for zikr or anything. Maybe he came for some other work to see some person. So he sat there for a few minutes And then announcement was made. Allah tells the angel that let them stand in the condition that all their sins are forgiven. And all the bad deeds have now been transformed into good deeds. This is Allah. I mentioned yesterday, there are so many people in the ummah. Allah forgive us. Allah must not snatch away our iman. Allah must give us the right mindset, the right thinking. There are so many of our own friends who now have a wrong notion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though Allah wants to punish, Allah just wants to throw us into Jahannam. Why is Allah punishing every? Allah's wisdom, I mentioned in the beginning, a few days ago, that our minds can only comprehend to a certain limit, finish. We are the makhluk of Allah. No matter how intelligent we have, Einstein's brains, the greatest of professors, put all their brains together, they all are limited. Allah's wisdom goes far beyond all that. So we cannot fathom and understand why is Allah doing this. We should not question it. We accept it. There is some khair for all of us. It's a time for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah wants. I remember Hazrat Mulan many years ago when there were some disasters and he said sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a jolt, a wake up call just to shake us up. He loves us. A person who makes tawbah, in some riwayat is mentioned, At-ta'ibu Habibullah. The one who makes tawbah to Allah, he becomes the beloved of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, we will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not scream. We will not shout, raise our voice. Doesn't have to be in any chorus. Ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a sweet manner. Zikr is so soothing to the heart. We have not understood the power of zikr. Alhamdulillah, every Thursday and Mondays we have programs. So I'm not going to mention all the fadail of zikr now. But just understand this point. The Allah has mentioned, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Through the zikr of Allah, hearts find contentment, peace, serenity, tranquility. And the power of zikr we have not understood. We'll only understand when we start making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is all ta'aleem process. This process of the manner in which we're making zikr is so that when we go home, in solitude, we make zikr every single day. And we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have gatherings of zikr, which is very blessed also. But the idea is now to ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah. Think of this verse, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. All greatness belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say La ilaha illallah, La, we are negating, we are removing from our heart all the wrong things that have collected there, all the filth, all the sins of the heart that has clogged up our entire heart. We talk about spiritual purgation. So we are cleansing our hearts. And when we're making the dhikr, we say La, all those obstacles in our life, you and I are well away of all those obstacles. If it is that beautiful haram woman, then we say La to her. If it is that shop that is an obstacle to our deen, La to it. All those things that are hindrances, obstacles, we say La, La to it. La ilaha. They have all become ilahs in our life. La ilaha. Illallah. Then feel that as though all that filth has fallen off your heart. And now your heart is empty and now you're filling it with Allah. I promise you, if you have that concentration and you think of Allah, you will feel enjoyment in your heart. When you take the name Allah, Allah, then ponder as though nothing exists in this world. It's just you, yourself, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is watching you, is listening to you attentively, as though he's saying, oh my banda, I'm here, I'm waiting, you praise me. In the dunya, when a person calls out to his beloved, what they say, roses are red, violets are blue and all that. Those are not singing praises. Take the name of Allah and think how kind Allah was with you. Think of those days when you were in difficulty and hardship and how Allah came to your rescue. Think of the times when you committed sins and Allah still tolerated you. Allah did not expose you. Think of just becoming, you going, drawing closer and closer and closer to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. After dhikr, we'll make dua, inshallah. And I said, dua is most important. Many people complain, Marana, you make very long, long duas. What must I do? The truth is, wallah, I'm sincere. I'm not making up a show or anything. I know my haqiqat. I'm the greatest sinner. I'm just sitting here because I've been put here. But if only if Allah Ta'ala exposes me, then nobody would even sit here. Allah, protect me, Allah. Conceal my fault, Allah. Remove my faults, Allah. Make me pious, may Allah. Make me beacon of hidayat so I can connect myself to Allah and billions can be connected through me, inshallah. But the truth is, I'm absolutely useless. But we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to ask Allah for so many things. There was an email I received 2 days ago. I don't know who the person from some other country in the world. This person had given me a long list that make the, it was a female, she said, desperately in need for duas. And she gave a very long list. I need this, I need that, I need that. And I could see the desperation in her words. I replied, Alhamdulillah, she felt very good. And then she mentioned that just a few weeks back. And of course, I don't know the person's name. I swear by Allah, I don't know who the person is. So there's no harm in mentioning. The person said, just 2 or 3 weeks back, the person had lost all interest in deen. And was going to give up deen and iman. Allah Ta'ala saved the person. Now the person has made sincere tawbah and wants to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll make dua inshallah, and then after the first session finishes, we'll have a 30 minute break. But please, brothers, I don't have the words, I don't have the vocab. I beg you not to make noise. This is not a time to have party. Our brothers in i'tikaf are in solitude. Such a great favor they're doing for us. Otherwise we all would have been responsible if nobody sat for i'tikaf. They need the time for khalwat. They need the time for tahajjud, all of us. So if we're having something to eat, do eat quietly. We've got neighbors. Many of them are non-Muslims. On one hand, we're gaining from Allah's treasure, and then we are disturbing the neighbors. What type of Islam are we portraying to them? So we must do it quietly, and especially in the masjid, even when we're leaving the masjid. Islam teaches us manners, etiquettes. And I'm not going to keep on mentioning this again. It's difficult. In fact, we keep on mentioning every day, brothers from the wuzu khana, come inside from the sahan. The ladies at home ask, why the men don't listen? Why they don't come for namaz? So I was just thinking, use some other mic to address the men. It's sad. Really, it's sad. Imagine if we have people interested in Islam sitting in the back and watching. Do you think this is part of our deen that we've got brothers on the wuzu khana, come inside, brothers on the sahan, come inside, please don't make noise. Adab, we lost our etiquette, our manners. Really, we've lost it. When we're leaving, our cars, make sure you park it correctly. Don't give any person taklif. Maulana spent his whole life crying on that, still we didn't listen. Still we haven't listened. We refuse to listen. Then we become angry. So let us, with adab inshallah, if there's something that we're going to eat, whatever, quickly finish off. I was reading one kitab today by an Arab scholar. He's talking about having your meals, 5-6 minutes you must finish and engage in ibadah. And he mentions beautifully, what is i'tikaf all about? The brothers in i'tikaf can benefit also. In Arabic you say, قَطْعُ الْعَلَائِقِ مَعَ الْخَلَائِقِ فِي خِدْمَةِ الْخَالِقِ. Those who understand Arabic, قَطْعُ الْعَلَائِقِ means breaking off all attachment, all connection with the makhluq. فِي خِدْمَةِ الْخَالِقِ, because now you're going to be in the service of Allah. Now you're going to be talking to Allah. Munajat. Munajat means in communion with Allah. You're going to be supplicating. You're going to pour your heart out. Ya Allah, I need this. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, help me for this. I don't know what the next person needs. Each person will cry to himself. Cry and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knocking at his door. Knocking on his door. Allah. The moment Allah opens his door. Not like us. After long, if you want to give the beggar, it opens it slightly, we're so scared he'll come inside the house. And Allah opens the door, it's open wide. It's open wide. So we'll make dua, and the next session will take place half an hour after that. I've got there 10 minutes tahajjud salat first. Not to give people time not to go toilet and wuzukhana in the 10 minutes. Really, what happens, we have a program, and then you forget about tahajjud salat and we go home. One of the main things that ulama and salafi salihin have emphasized for these last 10 nights is tahajjud salat. Tahajjud salat. This is a training period for us. So after Ramadan, we continue with tahajjud salat, especially those in i'tikaf. Tasbihat we make, dhikr, tilawat of the Quran, and we will make tahajjud salat, inshallah. There will be other talks and advices be given, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, inshallah. Recite Durood Sharif for Muhammad Sallallahu La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. When we see Allah, I think the entire universe is saying Allah. The skies are saying Allah. The earth is saying Allah. The clouds are saying Allah. The rain is saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The leaves are saying Allah. The angels are saying Allah. The jinn are saying Allah. Man is saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. The rivers are saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. Every particle is saying Allah. The hair on the body of mu'min is saying Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, you have been so kind upon us, my Allah. You have been so kind to us, my Allah. You blessed us with the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you gave us the ability to keep roza, to perform taraweeh, to make tilawat, to turn to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, now you have given us last few nights, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive any person, my Allah. Do not deprive any person of your maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive any person of your maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially those who have gathered here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have made little bit of qurbani, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the qurbani, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've raised our hands, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people in the world tonight, my Allah. In so many different masajid. Ya Allah, in Baytullah. Ya Allah, in Makkah Mukarramah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Masjid Haram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madina Munawwara, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Baytul Maqdis, ya Allah, in Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, in different corners of the world, ya Allah. Ya Allah, people are making i'tikaf, people are making munajat, people are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, ya Allah. You have blessed us with iman, my Allah. We make so much of shukr, you have given us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you didn't give us iman, my Allah, what would our condition be then, my Allah? Oh, my Allah, we wouldn't have made sajda to you, my Allah. We wouldn't have stood up in salat and roza, nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, shukr to you, my Allah. We can never really thank you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, what you have done for us, ya Allah. You have given us iman, my Allah. You have made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, you have chosen us, ya Allah. You have made us in that special ummah of your special Nabi. Ya Allah, you will never deprive this ummah, my Allah. Your kindness upon this ummah is too great, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our sins, my Allah. We confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum siyakar hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. You are kareem, ya Allah. You are our Rabb, my Allah. We acknowledge and confess all the wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the sins we have committed, my Allah. We have violated, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have done all those things that you have prohibited us from, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our wrongs, my Allah. We have made zulam upon ourselves, my Allah. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Ya Allah, we have done wrong to ourselves. Ya Allah, but if you are not going to forgive us, ya Allah, we'll be from the losers, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan will become happy, ya Allah. He'll see more people to join him in Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How happy he'll be, ya Allah, to see his ummah so huge and see his entire ummah going into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Rabbana la tu'akhidna إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا. يا الله, you are مولانا, يا الله, you are master, يا الله. We are your slaves, my Allah. We are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you're going to turn us away, my Allah. If you're going to close your door, my Allah. Kaha jaye, ya Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. There is no other Allah. La ilaha illa anta. There is no other God, my Allah. There is no other deity besides you, my Allah. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are pak, my Allah. You are free from all defects. Ya Allah, you are free from every blemish, my Allah. You've got no deficiencies, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings, my Allah. You are perfect, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Samad, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are Beniaz, my Allah. You are Aziz, you are Hakim, Qabid, Basit, Mu'iz, Mudhil, Musami', Basir, Khabar, Khabir, my Allah. Everything is in your control. You are Malik al-Mulk, ya Allah. Izzat is in your hands, my Allah. Zillat is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, wahat between your two fingers, my Allah. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, surrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Ya Allah, you are Hayyul Qayyum, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never die, my Allah. You never experience death, my Allah. You are all living, my Allah. You are Hayy and Qayyum, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the possessor of the Arsh, my Allah. Ya Dal Arsh al-Majid. Ya Dal Arsh al-Majid. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bismika al-Azam wa asma'ika al-Husna wa sifatika al-Ula. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night, my Allah. You alone know whether it's Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. Bless us with Laylatul Qadr. We ask you by your Ismi Azam, that great name of yours, ya Allah, that only few people know that name, ya Allah, who you have given the knowledge of, ya Allah, that if they take that name and make dua, the duas are answered, my Allah. We do not know what is your Ismi Azam, my Allah, but we are asking you by that Ismi Azam, by your beautiful names, your excellent qualities, my Allah, that you forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, your closeness, your proximity, is that close bond with you, my Allah. There's never going to break again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret committing all those sins, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, my Allah. In public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot that you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we hid from our wives and children, my Allah. We hid from our parents, my Allah. We hid from our family relatives, ya Allah. We hid from our friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are watching, my Allah. You are Sami' and Basir, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so Halim and Kareem. Ya Allah, you are so tolerant, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar. You conceal the sins and faults of your Banda, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, so many thousand souls you emancipate from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma a'tiq riqabana wa riqaba abaina wa ummatina wa azwajina wa awladina min an-nar. Ya Allah, free us, our parents, our wives, our children, the entire ummah of Rasulullah from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is pareshan, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummah pareshan, hal hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Aziz and Hakim, we're not going to question you, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, the people in Palestine, Syria and Burma, my Allah, in Iraq, Afghanistan, in so many other countries in the world, my Allah, the Muslims are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we have seen, ya Allah, we have read the reports of Burma, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen a few articles, ya Allah, such gruesome pictures, my Allah. Ya Allah, burnt bodies, my Allah. Ya Allah, young boys' eyes gorged out, my Allah. Women are being raped, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children don't even have a drop of pure water to drink, clean water to drink, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've been driven out of their home, my Allah. Ya Allah, they went to Bangladesh, they are turned away from there. Where must they go, my Allah? Their boats are set alight, my Allah. Ya Allah, your masjid is also set alight, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them aman, my Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. Forgive us also, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. Abraham on them, my Allah. Abraham on us, my Allah. Abraham on the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ummah, the Rasulullah cried for day and night, my Allah. Ya Allah, O Nabi, cry for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, he said, Allahumma ummati, ummati, my Allah. Ya Allah, he is dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, he is dua, we are his ummah, my Allah. Abraham on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he cried every day for us, my Allah. Even when he was being put into his grave, Sahaba heard, they overheard him saying, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, at Pulsirati, he will stand there until each ummati of his goes by, and he'll say, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. Oh Allah, take it easy on my ummat. Oh Allah, take it easy on my ummati. Ya Allah, Rasulullah is so happy to see his ummah entering into paradise, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah made so much of qurbani for us, my Allah. In Taif, ya Allah, they chased him out of Taif, my Allah. They threw stones at him, my Allah. His body, he was bleeding, my Allah. Ya Allah, his feet was bleeding, my Allah. He fell unconscious, my Allah. Ya Allah, when he regained his consciousness, my Allah, when you sent the angel to say, to ask him, that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wish, we will crush the people of Taif between these two mountains. Rasulullah said, O my Allah, that if they don't bring iman, their progeny will bring iman, my Allah. This is the concern he had for his ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we this ummah today. Ya Allah, we are making naqadr. Ya Allah, we are not make appreciating, ya Allah, our Rasulullah some sacrifices, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's making sajda in front of your Kaaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, the camel's intestine is placed on his Mubarak back, my Allah. What pain, what suffering, my Allah. Rasulullah endured for the sake of his ummah, my Allah. Sahaba-e-Kiram, ya Allah, they made qurbani, my Allah. Deen reached us, my Allah, on a golden platter, my Allah. But today we are spending our time in pornographic material, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is spending its time in disco clubs, my Allah, in raves, my Allah, in popping drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, our condition is gone so bad, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are answering us, my Allah. You are listening to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got great hopes in you, my Allah. We have husnuzan in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are going to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you're going to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got conviction, you're going to forgive us, my Allah. You're going to bless us, my Allah. You're going to change our conditions now, my Allah. You're going to make us pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, sabku salihin bana, sabku muttaqin bana, sabku muqarrabin bana. Make us yours, my Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are listening to us, my Allah. My Allah, you are listening to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, send the angels down, my Allah. Make us feel, ya Allah, make us experience Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Make us feel them making salam to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, at least once in our life, give us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so gunegar, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, what can we present before you, my Allah? We've got no good deeds, my Allah. Whatever good deeds we have done also, ya Allah, for show and ostentation and riha, my Allah, with no ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to be our condition, my Allah, in the qabr and akhirat, my Allah? But oh, my Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. You are too kind, you are too loving, my Allah. You are too compassionate, my Allah. You are too generous, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have raised their hands tonight, my Allah. Ramadan is slipping away from our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. We've got so many things to ask from you, my Allah. Our list is so long, my Allah. You are well aware of each and every person's desire, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever worry he's got, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters at home, ya Allah. Whatever parishani, my Allah, whether it's a social problem, domestic problem, financial problem, whether it's ill health, ya Allah, some sickness, some bala, some musibat, a person has got a court case coming, or whatever it may be, my Allah, you are well aware. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties. Remove our hardships, my Allah. Fulfill our desires, my Allah. اللهم كاشف الهم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يلا give us حلال روزي يلا give us plentiful يلا without slogging, my Allah. Give us halal rozi, my Allah. Make us use the rozi that you give us in the correct avenues, my Allah. Protect us from riba, my Allah. Protect us from haram deals, ya Allah. Don't make us lie and cheat our customers, my Allah. Give us halal rozi, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, ya Allah. Pour your barakat over us, my Allah. Those brothers who do not have any job, my Allah, you find them a suitable job, ya Allah. Ya Allah, so they can bring some food on the table, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to beg from people, ya Allah. They did not want to beg from people, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are forced, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, ya Allah. You assist them, ya Allah. Those who are maqroos, ya Allah. Those who got deaths on their head, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the deaths are just increasing and increasing. Ya Allah, you assist them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, put softness in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Make it be such that they just wave off those deaths, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help these people, my Allah. They did not want to live a life like that, my Allah. Ya Allah, you assist each and every one of us, my Allah. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان except all our عبادات we're making Allah and the entire ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا those who went for Umrah except the Umrah يا الله حرمين شريفين يا الله people are making tawaf at this time يا الله so lucky so fortunate they are take all of us again and again يا الله to Makkah and Medina يا الله يا الله we can make ziyarat حرمين شريفين especially those who have not been at all my Allah you create the sabab the means for them يا الله to make the Hajj and Umrah يا الله Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Give us maut in Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Give us the shafa'at of Rasulullah, the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give us the house of Kothar from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us from azab of the qabr. Protect us from azab of Jahannam, ya Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our relatives, our friends, our musallis, our muta'alliqeen, our asatiza, our teachers, ya Allah, our appas, our students, my Allah. Each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from every fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Dajjal has to appear now, ya Allah, protect us from Dajjal, ya Allah. Make us be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Make us be in the Jamaat of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Make us be on Haqq and Hidayat, ya Allah. Protect us from Batil, ya Allah. Don't make us be astray and don't make us become a means of others going astray, ya Allah. Make us be on Haqq and Hidayat. Give us ikhlas, ya Allah. Give us maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. So many have passed you in the month of Ramadan, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant their family sabri jameel, ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah, those who are in hospital, ya Allah, and they're in operations, going for operations, ya Allah, we're told, wherever they may be, ya Allah, grant them shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Grant us also shifa, protect us from all deadly diseases, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes, ya Allah. And if our parents are deceased, ya Allah, grant them the highest of stages in Jannat. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.